Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our third decade person, our third decade Brain Trust member, Grace Marie Turner. She's in her third decade with us. We got her right out of junior high, and she's the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. I encourage you to check it out. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Thank you for all your hard work. You are a champion for small businesses, and I always want to make sure that my audience knows that. Folks, she is someone to admire because we sure do around here. Grace Marie, one of the things you and I have talked about for all these years now is trying to get closer and closer to getting a true market-based healthcare system, which is what you and I both want. You've got to get closer to cost transparency. The transparency, what's it costing you? What, you know, is it a good value? Is it competitive? And are we any closer to getting that close to cost transparency in healthcare?
Well, actually, the president has issued, as you know, another executive order calling on his administration to come up with ways to increase price transparency. That's one part of the equation. The other part is that people need a reason to save money. Once they reach their deductible,
right,
they have much less incentive to concern themselves with cost. So we need people to be invested in getting a better value.
They need to become healthcare customers, not just healthcare patients, right?
And we need a lot more ways to give people options. And the private sector is actually coming up with some pretty interesting things. There's a new plan called Sidecar Health, where basically you just go in and ask for a cash price from a physician or from,
yep,
a lab, or I guess even from a hospital. And it's amazing how much of a deal you can get when you say, I'm paying on the spot cash with
Grace
your,
Marie,
with your sidecar
I've
credit
told
card.
You this. I
it's
think I've told
great.
You this story before. I've told it on the air before, probably 10, 15 years ago maybe. I got my first colonoscopy, and I called them up, and I said, how much? They said $6,500. I said, I'm going to be paying cash. They said, what do you mean paying cash? They'd never heard of it, you know. And so by the time I got through with them 2 weeks later and I had the colonoscopy, my total bill, doctor and all, I mean, dealer prep, titled the whole thing, under
$2,000. Yeah. And
started
and
out at $6,500.
Is basically helping people by systematizing that and using a kind of a social media to allow people to go online and see what did others pay for this procedure, for an MRI, for example.
When we can get that out, dispersed and ubiquitous across the society, that's when we'll accomplish your goal of a market-based healthcare system, won't it?
And cost is absolutely the issue, Jim. We are really getting close to universal coverage. If everybody who's eligible for current programs, both Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and employer insurance, signed up,
right,
almost everybody has an option for coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But when an employer plan costs a family $28,000 a year, when you count,
yeah,
their premium, their part of the premiums, employer share, deductibles, $28,000 a year, that's ridiculous. We have got to get down to a price point people can afford. Otherwise, you're going to continue to see more and more people priced out of the market. And going back to where we started our conversation today, you're going to find the uninsured numbers go up and,
mm-hmm,
up and up because people just can't afford it. And you have, you know, to your example, an MRI, it may cost $3,000 at one facility, you go across the street and they'll do it for $350.
Yeah. Hey, Grace Marie, before I've got less than a minute. Is there anything going on that would become the absolute final end to Obamacare?
It's going to be a piecemeal process, but we have a plan called the Healthcare Choices Plan that our 100 groups, policy experts have put together over the last year that is legislation that Congress would have to pass. So it's going to require a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate in order to be able to finally move us away.
Yeah, well, we need to. That needs to be a major platform for the Republican Party for sure. God willing, we'll get that done. Hey, Grace Marie, thank you so much. Thank you for your leadership. We appreciate you very much. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.